Welcome everybody, Shin number 943, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started last year learning about the ins and outs of Bracha Sheni Tzricha, which we want to try. We're not going to do everything, but just the basics that I brought down in our Siman Reish Tez Vav, in the Eitzer Halachos a little bit, and the Piskei Tshuvos, important things to keep in mind. Before we do that, I just wanted to go through, we went through a while back, a few shiurim ago, so we were talking about the inyan of if somebody could answer Amen in the middle of learning, in the middle of davening. So to make a long story short, we basically came out that if it's going to disrupt the person, even by davening, their own davening, they don't have to answer Amen. We're not talking about Chazaras HaShatz where it's a Chiyav, but Stam, I hear somebody saying Brachas or something like that in general, or I'm learning and I already davened, so there's no Chiyav on me to answer anyways, and because of the fact that I'm learning now, right? So then we said that Lamaisa, one could answer if they want to, but definitely they don't have to if it's going to interrupt them, even by Tillim, by saying Tillim, davening, and learning for sure, and learning Barab and Bechlal, they shouldn't interrupt. But I just wanted to quote a few which we quoted last time, but just to go through it, it's such an important subject, somewhat from the previous Gedolim, what they mentioned, to go through it from the Dirshu. So, first of all, I don't remember if I mentioned last time, but an interesting thing, which comes up a lot. If somebody's in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and you're in the middle, and that's it, and the Chazan's saying Kedusha. So in general, you stop and you listen Shemei Ka'ina and so on, you listen to the Chazan, and then you continue. Right, you don't say you can't be mafsek in Lishma Nesri, but you listen and you say, listen to the Kedusha, listen to the Amen from Hakel HaKadosh, and so on. But Lamaisa, the he brings over there in Ois 10, in our Simen, Reish Tez Vav, Ois 10, Ha'ara number 10. So he brings from the Kaf HaChayim, somebody's in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and the Tzibah is saying Amen Yehesh Merab Kedusha, whereby you would stop for, you know, for Kedusha you would stop a little bit longer time, but the problem is if you're going to stop, it's just going to mess up your concentration, as they say. Your whole kavan is going to be, you know, you're in the middle of a person has kavan in Milish Shemayin Esrei, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his eyes are closed and he's concentrating. Now he has to stop and start listening to Kedusha. It really, if he knows he's going to stop and be quiet and stop paying attention to Kedusha, it's going to mess up his whole concentration. So he brings down from the Kaf HaChayim, he doesn't say for sure, but Mestaber She'ein Tzarech LaHafsik, Mestaber She'ein Tzarech LaHafsik, they would not have to stop. So it's an important thing to keep in mind also. We spoke about last time, even to say Amen Yehesh Merabah, when somebody's in the middle of learning, he brings this from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even if you hear not just Amen, but Amen Yehesh Merabah, that one would not have to be mafsik in the middle of their learning. But again, he does bring, like we said, the things that are nicker, like Moedim Baruch Hu, whereby you'll have to, you know, either move your body, stand up, or Nesias Kapayim, these type of things. And one has to be careful if they're in the same room to say it with the minyan. Okay, but what I just wanted to add, he brings from Reb Shlomo Zalman also that one should be, when it comes to, like, for example, the Amen Yehesh Merabah, or even by Amen, he says one should be careful to sort of like remove themselves from that situation. That if a minion's davening, if you have another room to learn in, l'chayre, that's better. Like this, you're not going to hear, right? Excuse me, you're not going to hear the brachas. You're not going to hear. You're not going to come to a question whereby I have to say Amen, where I have to answer Amen Yehesh Merabah. So to learn in the other room, and that's all. Learn in the other room, you concentrate better, and that's all. That's a better thing. L'chayre, the way he brings it down. I just wanted to add that. And then he brings from Rav Yashiv that Shalem Torah V'Shem, and somebody's in the middle of learning. So now he's in the middle of learning, and somebody stands up and starts saying brachas. V'Shem Meir Shem Avaruch and Berachas Hashachar. You would not have to stop and say Amen to that. So over there, okay, over there you can't really get out of it. What are you going to do? The guy stood up, started saying Berachas Hashachar. But if you know minyan's davening, the point I wanted to make is it's a good thing possibly to go to another room. Like this, you don't come into all these questions of having to say amen, amen, yehesh me rabba, and possibly losing the whole concentration learning, whereby certain things, like we said, you have to say anyways, kedusha, stand up, and so on. Learning is a tremendous thing, and one should be try and find a place where it's, if it's possible, again, if it's possible, whereby he won't have noise, he won't have people davening, and so on, he won't have to come onto all these different questions. Okay, so now getting back to the halachas of Baruch Hashem Tzricha, I just want to mention one. We'll finish off the shiur now, but I just want to mention an interesting thing which we're going to talk about. Sometimes somebody's brought, let's say, fruit. They both bring down Sefer Yitzhak Lachas and Piskei Tshuva. Somebody's brought fruit in the middle of a meal. So we spoke about if somebody makes a bracha. So we said, what's the typical classic sort of case of making a bracha, Shein Tzricha, right? I make a bracha, let's say, on my kugel in the middle of the meal, so that you're not allowed to do. I washed, and I made a moitzi, and I ate a kazayis, and everything is good. Now I get a piece of kugel, I get a piece of chicken, and I make a bracha. So you can't do that. It was already covered by the hamoitzi. But now let's say I get, fruit in middle of the meal. So let's say, for example, an interesting case, it's Shabbos, and I want to get extra brachas. So you have to make a bracha on fruit in the middle of the meal, right? I get an apple in the middle of the meal. I'll just give you an example. I get watermelon in the middle of the meal. So you have to make a bracha, but you don't have to make an after bracha. You have to make a adama. Apple, you make an eitz, right? But you don't have to make an after bracha because it's covered by benching. But what I want to do, since I want to get another extra bracha, is, let's say Shabbos, I want to make sure I have my 100 brachas. We spoke about last time, important thing. It's a mitzvah, actually. A person has to get 100 brachas a day. So I want to get my extra brachas. I want to make a ber nefashas. I can't make a ber nefashas because I'm going to be benching, right? So I want to keep the fruit till after. I'm going to bench, and now I'll make a bracha. I have to make a ha'etzah or hadama anyway, so that's not a problem. The question is, when I have to make a ber nefashas, why are you making a ber nefashas? You could have made it in the middle of the meal. You could have made the ha'etzah. You could have made the hadama, and then bench, and that's it. Why are you making a ber nefashas? You're making an extra bracha. So we're going to see that's problematic, unless there's mamash asiba, unless there's a person could say, well, I'm stuffed now. Right? They brought me a plate of watermelon. I'm stuffed. I'm not in the mood for fruit. But let me keep it because I think maybe a half hour I will be in the mood for fruit. Okay, so that's a different story. There's a asiba. There's a reason why you're not doing it. But just to do it for, I'm going to have an extra bracha, that is taka running into a problem. But we'll talk about that. It's just an interesting case that I saw brought down in both Sfarim. That we want to see if we could work on. But Ezra Hashem, thank you for listening. Aslachim bracha kol tuv.